Then shortly after, another person will follow up and say, this is his second bill. I'm shocked what I'm saying. That the same man I'm shaking today, one day they will shake me, and then when they withdraw their hand, I'll look at the check. It's 500 million written on it. So, listen, I'm very, very patient. You know, I'm very, very patient. I'm not in a hurry. I am very patient. I am very patient. I will tell you the truth. Are you getting my point? Then you will excel in life, and then one day you will return like the Samaritan to the man who God used to bless you. I have said one day will come. You could believe me what I'm saying. I will just decide that this is my birthday. I want a Toyota Sequoia, and I'm calling only two people. So I said, Chukubike, Lizameka, I want it. There are prizes in Lagos. Two of you go there and go and buy it. My birthday is next week. I want it on Saturday. And I will be persuaded that you will buy it because I know you have the money. It's true. I won't do it now. You can, I won't do it now. Chukubike, I won't do it now. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's not now. It's not now. I'm a very patient man. No, I'm already seeing the gospel I'm preaching working. Kingsley is married now. You know what I'm saying? My gospel I'm preaching is working. Do you get my point? I know what. Look, I am sure what I'm saying. I'm sure of it. Are you getting what I'm saying? The point I'm making here is this: God chooses people based on what they are doing with the little opportunities He's giving them now. And, you know, sometimes I hear people, you know, there's one funny preacher I heard once. I said, this man doesn't do anything. He said he's believing God to go out so that he can go and preach in Europe. I said, what is... There's not... Look. Why? Because they'll give you offering in pounds. Thief. He said, somebody invited him to one, maybe Southern African or Eastern African country to come and preach. That he looked and said, this one is not... Mm. Why? Because you don't wear Zimbabwean dollars. It doesn't amount to anything. No, no, no. You see, what he doesn't understand, that it is what you do with those open doors that don't return any money. That's what God will use to decide whether he will give you the open door with which they give you $1 million in honorarium. Now, I said something to you before. There are keys to kingdoms of men. And God gives those keys to people. Are you getting my point? How God will connect you with them is not your problem. But God chooses, He decides based on what you do with the little opportunities that He gives. You have gone to preach in one bush where nobody gave you 25 naira to even cover your transportation cost. One of my friends said one day he went to preach somewhere. He was hungry. He went to preach, used the little money he had. And after preaching powerfully, the host pastor said, oh, thank you very... Bring your hand. He said, thank you very much. God bless you, sir. We're very happy you came. Thank you very much. God bless you. And he went away. My friend didn't even have money to take Okada away from the meeting place. The pastor didn't understand that even if it is transport money, cover for this man. So he told himself, this guy, nonsense man, I'm not going to his church again. Then one day he was praying. God said, that church, you will go again. And again and again. You get my point. Now listen, those are the things God uses to decide that one day you will preach a message and somebody will be so excited he will give you $1 million. Are you getting the point I'm making? That is, it's in the little things that God decides who he will use for great things. Remember our parable? Jesus gave money to 10 servants, to his servants. He was talking about the Lord who gave money to his servants. And he said, you have been faithful in a very little thing. Now I'll put you in charge of a very great thing. Do you get my point? He said, look at your mina, it has made 10 more. He said, therefore, be in charge of 10 cities because of what he did with little. You are getting the principle. I hope you are getting the principle. Now, I think I can stop there. I just want to emphasize that point of as your heart is renewed and becoming conformed to the image, or let me say, the attitude of God for a particular area of life, then you are getting ready for the glory of God to be revealed. And what God uses to prove that for the whole earth to see is how faithful you were in very little things. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, let's now get back to actually what I wanted to preach today. So let me just introduce it, and then I will close shortly into the message. I said you should open somewhere at the beginning. Psalm 1. All right. Let's get down to Psalm 1 now. It said, how blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, that is the law of the Lord, he meditates day and night. He said, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. The message, this was what I wanted to preach, all right? So let me just start it. Whatever we get to in it, all right, we'll go on next time. It said that my emphasis is here. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. I want to lay my emphasis again properly. In whatever he does, he prospers. Now pick this word again. Whatever he does. You will see where I'm going in this thing that I'm saying. Let me go back to verse 1 and bring out something, which just explains what we have been saying earlier. How blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. That is, the wicked have their own counsel. They have advice that they give you, which is a reflection of what is inside their hearts. Their own thought patterns, their own thinking processes, their attitudes in their own hearts. It said, the man that does not walk in that is a blessed man. But the reason why he does not walk in that is because his delight is in the law of the Lord. Remember we said earlier that it's not as if you just make up your mind, I don't want to do this. No. It must be because there is something else you want to do. Do you get what I'm going to say? So he said, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, I said earlier that what opens you up or what prepares you or what qualifies you for the abundance of God is the right attitude in the heart. Do you get my point? And we are seeing it here that God is saying that the man that has that right attitude because of his delight in the law of the Lord, the man in whatever he does, have you gotten my point? He prospers. Now, listen to this. The first thing that decides whether he prospers or not is not what he's doing. Are you getting my point? It is not because he's selling guguru, and this is the season for high sale of guguru. You know what's guguru? Guguru is not well popped. You know, popcorn is made out of popcorn. But when you try to make popcorn from maize, do you get my point? That's when you get what? Guguru, yes. So yeah, with groundnuts, it is fantastic. It's a powerful snack. We should introduce it to McDonald's. I'm telling you, it will do very well in America and in China. Now, there's something I'm trying to say here. Remember that my favorite example that I use a lot, Mary Kay Ash. This will help you understand what I'm trying to say. When Mary Kay Ash, by the time that woman died, I don't have my figures for certain, all right? But at least we are sure of one thing. If you were to value her assets, she was a billionaire. Her company, at least, if you wanted to sell it publicly, was worth that amount. Do you follow my point? Now, what was she dealing in? And the company still deals in, what's that? Cosmetics. But you know the interesting, but I read her story. That book, Miracles Happen, is a beautiful book. I like to read it once in a while. Now, the interesting part was that this is how her story was. She worked as a marketing person, then retired from working, and then wrote all the things she thought that a good marketing company should do, and everybody would be happy. But then after writing it, she said that, well, who want to read it? What I will do is that I'll put these things into practice and let me demonstrate for people, all right, that these principles are sound. And those are the same principles that has been published in her book, Miracles Happen, and Mary Kay on people management, things like that. She wrote those books before she practiced them. But he said, nobody will believe it. So let me practice it first. So what she did was to start a company so she could practice her counsel. Let me use that word. The counsel in her heart, she wanted to practice it. So after establishing that company in her heart, she now asks people, now, what are we going to sell? People are talking about selling. What do we sell? Then an idea came to her mind. And she remembered she was not a cosmetics person. You must get this point. She didn't know much about cosmetics. But she remembered that somebody had a formula that was good and could do people good. She said, okay, let us market that formula. So she went and bought the rights to mass produce and market the formula from the family of the man who developed it. Do you understand my point? And then the company prospered. Now, many people can get up and say, cosmetics, they sell. Oh. Hey, these women, they like cosmetics. Oh. Let us now go and do our own cosmetics company. You've made a mistake. Mary Kay Ash didn't succeed because she was selling cosmetics. Cosmetics sold because Mary Kay Ash was selling them. Do you get the point? If she had decided to sell shoes, she would have sold. Get my point? If she had decided to sell car tires, she would have sold. If she had decided to sell cars, she would have sold. If it was homes she wanted to sell, she would have sold. In whatever he does, he prospers. Because what she was trying to build was a demonstration of divine ideas. Are you getting what I'm going to say? It wasn't the product. It was the method of selling them she wanted to teach the world. Therefore, whatever she sold, she would have prospered. If she might decide that, look, I want to sell a newspaper. Whatever she does, she will have done, will have sold. Why? It wasn't the thing that she was trying to sell. It was the person trying to sell it. Please, you must get this. You must really get it. I'm a preacher. I have found that being a well-known and loved preacher has little to do with the gospel you preach. I've heard somebody talk about one man of God. He said, anytime I enter his church and this man preaches, I tell myself, the whole world should be hearing this thing. He said, I don't know why there are never more than four or five. That is, he said, a friend of mine, his name is Peter. Peter told me that anytime I step into this guy's presence and he's preaching, that the things that he says, I feel the world should be listening. He said, but nobody is listening. If you have my own, I'm not saying I'm very, very insightful in everything, all right? But I think I know Bible small. You agree? Uh-huh. So, with my kind of mindset, I have watched preachers. And I'll tell my wife that, you see, this is not supposed to cast any aspersion on anybody or anything. I said, there is nothing in letter that this man is preaching that is so powerful. Some people don't have powerful, what do you call it, letters. But they have powerful anointing. They can remove your head by laying on of hands and your head will just go like that, you know? But these people don't even have that one. Yet, the whole world is listening. I told my wife, so that will tell you it's not what you think you know. It's God just deciding that, okay, you, everybody will hear you. If you like, talk nonsense, they will listen. Oh, I don't have time to explain these principles. Sometimes you will see a man, you know, people think that Young Icho got that 1 million people in a church because he knows how to pray. I was listening to one of the messages I preached recently, and I was talking about that. That Young Icho cannot pray like some of the men who founded CAC in Nigeria. Those guys can fast till their stomachs will open and then close by force because they won't die. Do you follow my point? Really, why God does some things, we can't fully understand. But one thing I have come to know as a preacher, is that it's not how hard you study and how well your words are articulated or how powerful your delivery is that makes you a very, you know, in quotes, worldly speaking now, successful preacher. There's one man, when my wife and I will be talking, I say, you see that fellow? What he preaches, I don't understand. I have seen one of his pastors who likes him and loves him and adores him. One day I told one of those pastors who are under him, I said, this yoga, I don't know, but I just can't make sense of out of the things he's saying. When he stopped, you know what the man told me? He said, Oga, no be only you, even me too. So that you don't think that Banky is just there. Just like me, I can be very honest. I just tell you some of these things like that, you know. Now, what am I going to say? So I told him, I said, but you see that guy? He's a blessed man. It is not what he's preaching. He's just blessed. God looked at him and blessed him. I said, this fellow, I love him because I know I don't listen to his messages. Because I just can't understand what he's saying. I said, but this man, one thing I know for sure is that he's a blessed man. You know how God judges these things? There are things the guy probably did in the past and God swore that you will never be poor, you will never lack money, and you will never lack multitudes following you. This is the problem with multitudes. Most of them, no, don't let me say, well, yes, most of them are just fulfilling the counsel of God. That is, God is just using them to bless the man. They don't have sense. They don't have head. No, I'm telling you. That's why I've never been praying with a man say that in our church now, we are 200,000 people. I say, okay, you are a blessed man. You have 200,000 people following you. Now, but a lot of times, if I want you to see a huge multitude following people, don't be impressed at all, at all. Some of them, God just say, you, go and serve that man. That's all. They don't know what you are saying, but they will die for you. When God empowers some of these preachers, that's as a preacher, that's how they can do anything. Have you ever heard of Jim Jones? Jim Jones. Okay, this is modern day. It happened in the 70s, early 70s, or is it late 60s? Jim Jones carried all his congregation to one island and poisoned them. He gave them cyanide to drink and said, drink it, it is from God. They all drank it and died. Mothers gave it to their children to drink. Thousands died in one day because Jim Jones said, do it. That's how you see multitude anointing. Multitude was following Jesus. Like, hey, Jesus has come. Jesus would say, they have come again. You know what he would do? He would take the back and run. They say, why are you running? He said, Peter, you don't know these people. Now, who did they go kill? They find. And they go. Now, I'm bringing out your point here. It is not the method. It is not what they sell. It is what? The fact that the person is blessed. Therefore, a blessed man will command a multitude if that's what he desires. No, this is another interesting part. You can see two pastors equally blessed. One decides that what I want is a large church. I want to be able to number 50,000 people in one congregation. God says, is that what you want? He says, yes, sir. God will give you 50,000 people, even if 25,000 are not saved. It's your desire. Oh, you don't get the point. The other one of you say, okay, I don't like, look, people will holler too much. What do you want? Hey, well, if I want to teach 1,000 serious people. I say, fine. 1,000 people. All right, good. 1,000. Give me 500 serious ones. 500 that don't know what they are doing. The other 500 that, the people who are really listening to you. Do you get my point? The people that are really listening, they may never come there. I used to say that as a person, I never saw the face of Bishop Oyedepo. I never went near his church when I had listened to him for hundreds of hours. It was only once, one night, my cousin and I drove for one breakthrough seminar, and we saw the hall was darkly lit because they were still constructing it. Yet, in 1 year, I listened to Bishop for less than a year, maybe in about 9-10 months, for about 500 hours. Tell you how many hours I did on one person, one in a day. If you number this congregation, you wouldn't count me. Please, are you following the point I'm making? In whatever he does, he prospers. When is a man that's about to prosper and is a preacher, he's decided to plant a church. God says, okay, come. What do you want me to do for you? He might tell God that in my life, I want the day to come that I'll have 20 cars parked in the church's car lot and its ministry cars. The cheapest of them will be equivalent of an E-class. God will say, just call one agent. Make sure over the next 6 years that is completed. The angel will say, yes, sir, I'll move away. What else do you want? I want us to have a church auditorium that can seat 7,000 people, each person in a first-class seat. Call on that angel. I want that church built over the next 7 years. What else do you want? Listen, when a man is blessed, he can ask for anything and get it. It doesn't add to his reward in heaven. It doesn't take away from it. I don't know whether you get my point. It's just one of those. It's like maybe I'm going out and my son says, hey, daddy, buy something when you are coming. I say, what do you want? He said, okay, buy biscuits. I will just stop on the way coming back and buy biscuits. It hasn't cost me. Look, what how much is biscuit? The fuel to go out that day can buy a whole carton of biscuits. Do you follow my point? And the boy is asking for only 10 naira biscuits. I will just stop by the biscuit. He has not added to his learning in school. He has not added to his weight. He has not added to his life. He hasn't added to anything more than the fact that daddy bought me biscuits. That's why, listen, When you are judging things like this, what we want is results. Results, you know how results come? Kneel down and pray. Ask God for anything. That's how results come. Believe me. Now, look, let me tell you my emphasis here. So the functional word is what? In whatever he does. Because he's a blessed man. Blessed, he said, is the man who has the correct counsel in his heart. I'm talking about the principle of wealth. My message today, actually, is from Isaiah chapter 60. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. I'll develop it further next time. I'm going to explain to you that it is not because this thing works primarily. That's why you will do it and succeed. But because you have heard the word for years, you have imbibed the truth of God, your heart has been converted. So whatever you do, will prosper. Let me tell you something. I told you about the force of the Spirit. He said, look into the book of the Lord and see. He said, none of this shall fail, neither will any want her mate. Why? Is it because it's natural in this place? He said, no. Because the mouth of the Lord has commanded, therefore his Spirit has gone out and he has gathered them. Are you getting the principle? That when a blessed man begins to do something, God rearranges laws to make sure that in whatever he does, he what? Prospers. You must get this point. Because I have preached to men enough. I say enough of sitting down. Don't be afraid of failure. Because whatever you do, will prosper. Men who have succeeded in life, I have noticed one thing common to them. They don't like feasibility studies. They walk there, tap their stomach, I think it will work. And that's it. And if you want to lose your job, explain to him it won't work. Because in whatever he does, he prospers. Look, you must get this point. It is not because that thing is good to do at that time. It is because that is the time to send wealth to that fellow. The Holy Spirit will give him an idea. He doesn't even know the Holy Spirit. He just saw one man and said, I think I should do this. He said, do you think in Enugu? You think it will work? These are things that work in Lagos. So get my point. In whatever he does, he prospers. Not because the thing is good, but because the man doing it is good. That's why I told the story of Mary Kay Ash. You must get, when we're talking about unusual favors, that's what you mean. God will open, you see, Christians are waiting to wake up one morning and say, God just said, look, my son, get up from your, where you are kneeling down. I have heard your prayers. I have heard your tears. Now turn. Go like this. No. You will just get up one day and decide, this is what I want to do. Are you getting my point? There's one man of God, now, I won't mention his name, for one major reason. I did not hear the story from his mouth directly. So I don't like, I would hate to hear something about me. Somebody said it happened to me, and I never said that it didn't happen to me. Do you get my point? But I believe he's correct, all right? But I didn't hear from his mouth, okay? Now, he was a lawyer. He's still a lawyer. In fact, he will say that I'm a lawyer and that I'm on retainership, that God has retained all my services, okay? Once he got kicked out of the job where he was working, and the situation was desperate. I think he was about to get married or something. And then, let me cut a long story short. He decided that he was going to, there's nothing else, he decided to start his own chambers or something like that. I don't know exactly the details. But shortly after he started, one of the first jobs he got, they paid him then, I can't remember the figures, but maybe something like $300,000. Now, a lot of young lawyers may now say, you want quick money? You go to Lagos. Open your own small chambers and just wait. $300,000 is about to come your way. Listen, that man got that money because he was a blessed man. Are you getting the point I'm going to make? If at that time he had decided, he just woke up and said, look, this is what I want to do. I want to start selling tires, car tires. The first consignment he will collect and sell, he will still have made exactly $300,000. Are you getting the point I'm going to make? It is not the thing that he did. It is the man that did it. You've heard me say it again and again. Be afraid of blessed people. They are difficult to follow. Do you get my point? A blessed man will see fire burning and walk through it. And you will think that fire is cold. You know the children of Israel? You know they walk through, what do you call it? They parted the Red Sea. What happened to the Egyptians? In following blessed people anyhow. Hey, that is why, look, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God is your key to stability. It's not just following examples. After that, look, testimonies, they scare me a lot of times. Someone just get up and say, I did this and did that and then this happened. Listen, my friend, what you did is very, very, very asinine. It doesn't make sense. But because of the blessedness of your heart, God blessed you anyway. If you teach this to multitude, you will lead them astray. No, I'm telling you. Especially those days when a lot of men, anointed men, were available. Everybody, God had to kill some people to shut their mouth. That is anointed man of God. God will say, this is embarrassing. This guy is lying. But the lying man will finish preaching and say, if what I have said is true, God, you will raise the dead today. And he will raise the dead. If what I have said is true, you will open the eyes of the blind today. The lame will walk. This and as he's saying it, the thing is happening. But the man just lied totally. After some time, God called one prophet and said, that man, I have to kill him. So the man is embarrassing me everywhere. Everything he preaches is a lie. But for my anointing upon him, I have placed it upon him. I can't remove it. So what do? I kill him. So when the man was going jeje, a drunk man ran into his car. I told you, there are no accidents in this life. The man was so anointed that his wife died before him. He raised her from the dead before he died. He was so wounded, he couldn't lift his hand. He told his son, take my hands and place it upon her, and she will come back to life. The son took his bloodied and wounded hand, placed it upon a woman who they thought had died, and the woman came back to life, and he died. Don't let me sit on that side. Let me sit on your side. You know what I say? I want you to understand that it is not this business is good, this work is good that we are talking about. I am saying that if you have heard what I have preached and you have believed it, it is time to arise because your light has come. Amen. Do you get what I say? I have told all my stories to help you understand that I'm not saying this is the business that sells. This is how God uses people these days. I am saying in whatever you do, you will prosper. Because it is not what is done. It is the man, the woman doing it that matters. See? I don't care whether my wife decided to be selling scarf. Are you getting my point? I have made up my mind that whatever she does, she will prosper. That is it. So, you say, my solution is now selling roofing sheet. That is where the money is. Follow, you will soon drown. Do you get my point? It is not what you are doing. You say, she's now manufacturing in her own version of Indomie noodles. In the first 2 years, they made 200 million naira turnover. Wow. Indomie must be good. Noodles must be good. You know, everybody is making noodles now. They have seen the amount of money Indomie is collecting. There's now Mimi noodles, Nini noodles, Titi noodles, all kinds of noodles, O noodles, Z noodles, Y noodles. Oh, do you follow the point I'm making here? Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Listen, he said, arise, shine, for your light has come. There's one scripture I want to read. I'll read it and then I'll just use that one to round up. I'll develop this in further next time if I don't change my mind. Because it's possible that by next time I just said that we have spoken enough about this. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, from verse 3, it said, if the clouds are full, they pour out rain upon the earth. And whether a tree falls toward the south or toward the north, wherever the tree falls, there it lies. He now said, he who watches the wind will not sow, and he who looks at the clouds will not reap. He said, just as you do not know the path of the wind and how bones are formed in the womb of the pregnant woman, So you do not know the activity of God who makes all things. He said in verse 6, therefore, sow your seed in the morning and do not be idle in the evening. For you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed or whether both of them alike will be good. Please, let me lay my emphasis. Number verse 3, there is a season in which the clouds are gathering. And then when they become full, they pour forth rain. Are you getting the point? He said, but then when they are ready, this is how it works. There are two seasons. Verse 4, when the clouds are filling up, it's laying that parallel to the fact that people have to sow. So he said, there is a season to sow, and the situations may not appear favorable. But then, if you watch the situations in life, you will never sow. Are you getting the point? He said, again, there are seasons to reap. That is when the clouds are about to pour forth their rain upon the earth. But then a man must get up and do something. Because if he did nothing, it will be because he's watching the cloud. And then the reaping season will come, he will not reap. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? That is, there are things to do when it is a time to reap. He now said, you really don't understand how God will bring all these things to pass. So what you will do is sow your seed in the morning and do not be idle in the evening. Because you don't know which one exactly God is going to use to bring forth your abundance. I've read that scriptures in a way that I can relate with the message I'm preaching. This is the point I'm making. There is a season to reap. But he said, if you read Mark chapter 4, he said, the kingdom of God is like this. A man plants and then goes to sleep. He said, when the crop permits, the grain falls into his hands. Is that what he said? No. He said, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. That is, if somebody's harvest comes, yet he does not put in the sickle, he still won't get anything. Do you get what I'm trying to say here? Are you getting my principle? That is, I believe, I am persuaded, for many reasons, I am persuaded that it is the season for people's harvest. Listen, I have preached, people have preached, they have heard, those are the sowings. Words have been sown into their heart is about to bring forth results. And God wants you to understand that it is not this one works for this man. This one works for that person. No. It is in whatever I do, God will find the avenue to pour forth my harvest upon me. Do you get my point? Therefore, he said, arise, shine. Let me give you a key. There are things you have always wanted to do. It is a time to start doing them. Do you get the point I'm making? People will tell you that, hey, it doesn't always work. He that watches the wind, hear me, will not sow. And when it is time to harvest, if the man is regarding the clouds, he also will not harvest. But you must go with two things in mind. Let me just end with that. I might or might not develop it next time. Just in case I don't develop it next time, then this is the end of this series on the vow, on the ministry of wealth and the vow of poverty. And in fact, it's good for me to just use this one to explain it, that issue of vow of poverty. There are two attitudes you must have in mind when you want to do these things. Number one, the attitude of I'm a blessed man. One. And then the Esther attitude. If I perish, I perish. Listen. That second one, that is a vow of poverty. It is important. That's why I've explained all these things. That this wealth matter is a ministry. It's an assignment. Let me tell you what happened today. Like I was telling you earlier. As I got up, because I had to go teach my students early this morning. So I prepared, and I was going to use a PowerPoint presentation. So I prepared it late into last night. And because the lecture was supposed to be at 7:30, I had to wake up early and I had to go and collect the projector from one of my residents who kept it for me in his house. He had to go and take it from the office for me. So I didn't sleep well. That's the summary of what I'm trying to say. So before coming for this meeting, I went for a wedding earlier in the day. And so when I got home, I was just reading my Bible when I remembered that I didn't sleep well. So I closed my eyes to sleep. Now, what I want to say is not a very big issue, right? Just follow what I'm saying. It was when I now woke up to go and get ready that I saw the room was dark. And I opened the window and saw the clouds gathered. You know our situation here because of the problem with this building. Do you know? At the point, I was discouraged. My wife was also sleeping. So I didn't bother waking her. I was just discouraged. No, if it's before, I'll start praying in Jesus' name, this rain, let it. Today I just said, rain, if you want to fall, fall. That's why I'm wearing jeans and canvas under a jumpsuit. It was rebellion. I just carry the jeans, wear them. Kissy says it's fine. I'm looking at like somebody from Texas, really. That's how they be. No, it was rain. It was out of depression of the soul. I was just unhappy. But I now told myself again, so Banky, what will you do? Nothing. There is nothing you can do but to enter into your car. It was raining when I jumped into the car. I abandoned my wife at home. She said, won't you wait for me? I said, I'm sorry, I can't wait for you. She had to drive herself back down after I arrived here. I said, if it's only two people down, because the rain looked like high. I said, I will get down here and I will preach. What am I saying? If I perish, in quotes, I perish. There's nothing else I can do. I said, okay, Bank, are you going to sit at home? No. You know what? The major motivation I had, I said, there will be one person who will believe I will preach and who will pass through this rain to come and hear me. How will he feel if he gets there and I don't want to preach? So I gathered up my loins, entered my car. At least I didn't have to drag through the rain. Only for me to get down here and the rain is there. Okay, if I'm about to start Bible study and it stops, shoop. That's what I mean by if I perish, I perish. That is, okay, they have preached to me. I have things really I want to do. I have believed the word. It's the season of harvest. Can I now refuse to do this thing because I'm afraid it might fail? After I've been taught that I am a blessed man, this is faith. It is not, let me just be very sure. No, faith is, if I perish, I perish. Believe me, I'm leaking secret to you. I'm my wife's financial business advisor. I'm her consultant. My next consultation to her is that now you are going to make I don't care whether there's a chance that you will lose money, but you can't sit down here at this level forever. If you are going to give Kingdom World Ministries ₦1 billion, it is not like this level. Therefore, to step into the next level, one thing must enter your head. If I perish, I perish. That is, let me perish rather than staying at this level. Do you get my point?
Yes, Pastor.
Look, you don't have a choice now that you have been unfortunate enough to listen to me. You have no choice but to prosper in life. I am very sorry. It's too late now for you to change your mind. Because I have brought you to a position where you are between the devil, like they say, and the deep blue sea. You just have to jump somewhere. Do you get my point? No, really, I have cornered you. Between God and I have cornered you. We have cornered you. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
Whatever you do, I declare to you again, you will prosper.
Amen.
You see, also, you don't have a choice anymore. Any mad idea that enters your head, arise and shine. Because I declare to you that your time to shine has come. Man, that's how men succeed. I've told you in life, I knew long ago I can't be average. One of the reasons, there are many reasons. One of them is that the word I preach will make men who are outstanding. Women who hear me will be outstanding. Look, it's not possible for my spiritual offsprings to be outstanding and I'll be average. It's not possible. You know what I said? It is not possible. Have you learned anything today?
Yes.
I said, have you learned anything?
Yes.
Let's just begin to give the Lord thanks. If the Lord has blessed you today, if the Lord has spoken to you, begin to give.